T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:22 on the morning show. Tomorrow morning in Stamford, State Senator Alex Bergstein and several other people, a parent, a psychotherapist, a pastor, and the director of state affairs for Smart Approaches to Marijuana will hold a event to oppose the Senate bill that would pass sale of marijuana in Connecticut. Right. And to talk about its impact on the workplace is somebody from downstate, Felix Giannini. He's president of Lexco Security. Felix, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Doing great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking a few minutes to be with us this morning. This bill barely got out of committee, 21-19. Do you sense that there are a lot of people in the state who are opposed to the legalization of marijuana?
I would say very concerned is a better way to describe it. Sure.
Let's look at some of the things that are involved. For example, if it's legalized, but if it's prescribed like for a medical reason, as it can be now, is that also, because I mean, it seems to me there are liability issues, seems to me there are performance issues. You can't come to work drunk. Can you come to work stoned?
Well, that's the question. So we are having a forum on May 9th, and it's in Waterbury, and we're billing it as Connecticut Business Surviving Legal Marijuana. Our concern is, from the business owner's perspective, we are an association of over 40,000 members. It's an international association of professional security and life safety professionals. Our organization is called ASIS International.
Right.
And we're being joined by the International Association of Hospital Security and Safety Professionals to hold this forum. And it's a tabletop discussion with experts in human resources, medicine, legal, and the idea is to get a discussion going to see how business owners can set the stage for successfully navigating these waters. As you said, you can measure the blood alcohol level in a person.
Right.
You really can't tell if somebody's intoxicated under the influence of marijuana.
How is this handled, Felix, in other states? Have you talked to any of your colleagues in other states where marijuana has been legalized recently?
So that's the interesting question. The answer is yes. In particular, we have members in Massachusetts and also in Colorado. Recently in my own business, I've had discussions with my HR resource person. And what we're finding out is that there's really not a lot of law in place or standards in place associated with businesses handling this challenge.
That strikes me as strange.
It is. Well, in the wisdom of our nation's legislative assemblies, typically you don't see a lot of really deep long-term planning with legislative acts. It's very focused on quick revenues.
Oh, sure. That's exactly.
And popularity, and unfortunately, re-election. So, and in Connecticut in particular, it's a very challenging state to be a business owner. The regulations are strong, and with respect to the Department of Consumer Protection and labor departments of our state, they tend to be biased towards the employee when there's a challenge between an employer and an employee.
Right,
and so.
Felix, I can tell you, I've been to states where it's legalized for recreational use. And I think there's certainly, it's pretty clear that the standard of service has diminished somewhat. I just wonder, I think the revenue point you make is right. But I just don't know. Let's go to the bottom line. That's where the problem is. And if somebody gets hurt, you got an OSHA thing going. There are all kinds of things that could expose you through legalized marijuana to some real problems.
Correct. It's interesting. If you look at what New York State recently did, it's actually of a great concern because they're leaning towards protecting the employees' rights. And except in rare instances where that employee is working in a capacity for security or construction,
right,
there is some consideration for that. But it doesn't go far enough, and there isn't enough definition to it. So we would love to see Connecticut be smarter about this whole process.
And give us the day and time of your meeting again.
So we are meeting on May 9th, and it's at 5:30 at Verdi's Restaurant at the Western Hills Country Club, which is in Waterbury, Connecticut. More information on this program can be found at our website.
Okay.
May I give it to you?
Sure, of course. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So it's www.asis-southernct.com. That's asis-southernct.com. All the information is there on the website. And we are hoping to have legislators attend this event as well. It's open to the public. All our meetings are.
Okay.
We have regular monthly meetings and have great topics, and this is just a typical example of what we do.
Well, Felix, thanks for a few minutes today. Felix Giannini, the president of Lexco Security in Southern Connecticut, CTASIS. Thank you, Felix. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Keep us in touch with what's going on.
Okay. You certainly will have to change what's in the vending machines.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.